from KQED.
The state's highest court has ruled the sponsors of Proposition 8 have the right to defend the measure. The California Report's Scott Schaefer tells us the question of same-sex marriage now heads back to federal court.
The 61-page unanimous ruling was written by Chief Justice Tani Kantil Saka-Uwe, and it confirms that authors of ballot measures can defend their initiatives in court when the governor and attorney general refuse to. Prop 8 attorney Andy Puno.
You know, we're just delighted that the Supreme Court has once and for all reaffirmed our right to defend the 7 million Californians who amended their state constitution and they deserve to be represented.
Yesterday's ruling came in response to a question by the Ninth Circuit Court judges hearing the appeal of Prop 8. They asked the state Supreme Court to clarify whether California law gave initiative sponsors the legal standing to appeal. UC Davis law professor Vic Amar says the ruling suggests that proponents of ballot measures bring a unique perspective.
The tenor of this opinion is courts should be sensitive to the possibility that elected officials aren't going to do as zealous a job as the sponsors, and that's why the sponsors need to be heard and their arguments need to be evaluated.
It's been 3 years since voters approved Prop 8 and more than a year since it was struck down. Attorney Theodore Olson is eager to have the legal merits of the case resolved.
It's intolerable for that violation of the Constitution to continue to go on.
No matter how the Ninth Circuit rules on the constitutionality of Prop 8, it could be another year or more before it's finally settled, probably by the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.